Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Well, like the mighty Caesar and them damn Romans, I came, I saw, and I conquered as I triumphantly and successfully managed to stay awake during the midnight showing of Avengers, Age of Ultron. Ultron is an artificial intelligence program that sexy techno-billionaire Tony Stark invented to bring about world peace. Instead, like in all other AI-centric films, Ultron decides that humans are a moronic plague upon this Earth that need to be wiped out. So Ultron enlists the help of metahuman Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver to build an army of Terminators to destroy the world. Earth's last line of defense is the Avengers, who are going through a bit of a rough patch as they struggle to find their place in a world that they keep blowing up. Okay, so here's the 411 about the Avengers. I liked it. A lot. Joss Whedon once again delivers a stellar film that is both saturated with hilarious camp and witty humor, as well as depressing loss and gravitas. Oddly enough, the real heroes of the film are Hawkeye, Hulk, and Black Widow, the often overlooked members of the Avengers team. Age of Ultron, at the end of the day, is a filler film meant to get you to the Infinity Wars and the rest of the canon of Marvel films. The movie in and of itself was not spectacular. The beginning seemed rushed and ill thought out. The Ultron program came out of nowhere, and so many beautiful character and plot points were just shoved in there. The film begged the question, who are these films made for? As someone who doesn't read comic books, I lack a finer understanding of the intricate histories of each and every character, so everything is new to me. Like, okay, I don't know who the hell the Vision is or why everyone went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs for him. Sorry about that, but at least I know who the first president of the United States was and where Uzbekistan is on a map. So there. However, it seems that the filmmakers need to throw in these random points to appease the masses, leaving the rest of us going, okay, I don't really know what's going on. With that, I give Avengers Age of Ultron 3.5 X's out of 5. I hate to be a stereotype, but Mark Ruffalo's glistening hairy man chest could bring about world peace.